WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, you're not, but welcome to School Talk here on the West Side, the best side at Ben Davis High School. Phone line 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. Get in when you can fit in. You can call in questions and comments and concerns. Email schooltalk1 at yahoo.com. And love us. Come like us on Facebook. WBDG Giant 90.9 FM on Facebook. Also, School Talk with Emerson on Giant 90.9 on Facebook. Also, Twitter.com/WBDG. Stay contacted with the school and students on the World Wide Web. Be careful what you tweet. Be careful what your Facebook, because we are watching, and we is the man. So watch out. And that's a whole new story when, as it pertains to tweets. Some of our athletes have found out don't tweet certain things, but that's a whole new show too. Paul George, did I say Paul George? But anyway, producer Bree, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Big Shoe. Glad to see you.
I'm glad to be here.
How's your week been?
Pretty good. It's been long.
Long?
Yeah.
Ready for the weekend?
Yes.
Anything special?
Just working.
But, working? Yeah. Gosh, man, you sound like me when I was in high school. Work, 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 work. Well, one of my high schools anyway. I work, 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 work. Didn't do school work, but I work, work, work. That's why I had a problem in high school. That's why I was a knucklehead. But anyway, Bree, I'm so glad you had. God, you're so smart.
Last Friday night, Ben Davis beat Pike High School 53-50, or last Saturday morning, actually. This Friday night, tonight, we play Center Grove at Ben Davis. The kickoff is at 7 p.m., and you can catch the pregame show right here on WBDG at 6 p.m. October 1st is the Indy Westside College Fair from 7 to 8:30 in the Ben Davis MPA. The Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk is tomorrow, September 13th, from 1 to 4:30 at the White River State Park. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at WBDG or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/giant90.9. That's been another edition of
The Big Wide Board. And Ben Davis, hey, we're still undefeated football.
We are.
Man, that was a wild game against Pike. I listened to it, was it Friday night? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I was shocked because I went to bed when the game was called and I forgot, you know, Saturday morning. And I was able to catch the replay on Giant 90.9. It was awesome to hear the replay of that game. It just kind of freaked me out. I said, wow, 80 yards in so many seconds, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know how long that was. But I got some guests in the studio today. I don't know who I got over there, but I got some good folks. That's the band people. They show up. Band. Got the band in the house. I got the band in the house. But before I recognize my band in the house, I want to give a shout out to Will Wyatt. Come here, real quick. Wyatt. I got a shout out. I want to shout out to the IMSA North School, and also to Wyatt's mama, Mrs. Manusak. Where Wyatt at? They listen to
the door.
Come say hi, mom.
Hey, mom.
that's why, y'all. His mom listens to the show, and so do all the folks at the IMSA North. So I wanted to holler out to Wyatt's mom and give Wyatt a high five on the air. Thank you, Wyatt. Now get out of here. Now get back to class. No. Wyatt's an awesome student here at Giant 90.9 Ben Davis Radio, and his mom is classy. Welcome you guys to listen to the show. Today we got a good show, awesome show. And I love parent involvement. I just love parents' involvement. 244-9234 is our phone line here. Also, the Ben Davis band. I mean, they got a band director that's just so cool. Mr. David. David Cole, which is so cool. It should be David Cool, not David Cole, because he's so cool. He really is cool. And when my daughter was in, I think she's ninth grade center, she played the trombone, but she didn't stick with it. You know, the trombone got left alone. So she she didn't care with the band. But our band director here, Mr. David Cole, was so cool. And our band has an awesome history. Got to go on the internet and check that out, folks. 75 years of tradition of excellence. One of Indiana's largest bands in Indiana. And in the studio, I got some awesome individuals. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. And on my microphone to my right, ladies go first.
I'm Tess Watkins.
And Tess Watkins.
And I'm one of the drum majors.
Ooh, that's a leader. That's a big time leader. Push the magic button. Whoa. They go like, they out in front and they say, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this. You don't do it again, you're in the back. You're back. Okay. And who else is in my studio?
And I'm Thomas Key.
All right, Thomas, what do you do?
And I'm a head drum major.
A drum major too? Oh, push the button again. I got two drum majors. I got the leaders. I got the ones that instruct everybody what to do to keep the beat. Y'all keep the beat too, don't you? The beat.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me see here. I'm going to get my notes here. Now, let me see. Are you both seniors?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I got a delay here. I guess I do. What college are you going to? And give me your first name again. Tess?
I'm Tess.
Tess, where are you going to go to school?
I plan on going to either IU or Mizzou.
Mizzou's like Missouri, right? The show me state.
Yeah.
Well, you can go to IU and show me, too. And then, young man, your first name again? They're in a different Thomas. Room from me. Thomas, and where are you going to go to school at?
Either IU, Purdue, or Notre Dame.
Dang! You got all these Indiana schools. Any reason behind that, Thomas? I mean, I mean, I got a problem with that. I mean, all my kids went to IU, so I'm just wondering.
Close to home.
Yeah, that makes sense.
By my mom.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're further enough away where you can be away and close enough to say, hey, mom, my gas tank's kind of low. Could you drop me a couple ducats?
So exactly.
She can just jump in the car and bring it over, eat lunch and eat dinner. That is so cool. Now, tell me about the band this year, Tess. I know, do you have, like, in bands, like in football, you got rankings, like, we rated number one in the world, something like that?
Yeah. The past couple years, we've been ranked 16th in, like, the nation.
Wow. Wow. That's push 16 in the nation. Because I don't know how many schools they got out there. How many, umpteen thousand, 122,045,500 schools out there. I mean, to be 16 hours. Wow.
There's a lot. But we usually just make it to semifinals and grand nationals because.
The competition. Yeah.
12.
Yeah. They take the top 12. So you say when you say take 12, take the 12 schools in the top 12.
Yeah, like Avon and Carmel always go because they're like top.
Okay, we're gonna beat them this time though. I got you know, because we've had numerous performances in the 500 Festival Parade. We opened the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Parade, and including 2012 Super Bowl pregame ceremony 2012. Were you guys there? Tell me more. Yes. Tell me about that experience. Now, Thomas, go ahead. 2012. Here you are, Super Bowl pregame ceremony. I mean, this is the Super Bowl. It's for all the marbles. Okay, all the footballs anyway.
It was fun.
Uh-huh.
Like, getting to see all that. And just, like, being able to play there.
Were you nervous?
A little.
Okay, now, you got this thing, Tess. You got this thing. What's this thing called that drum majors carry? A big old stick. I mean... It's not a stick. It's
a mace.
A mace? Okay. Now, when you're walking, you're carrying the mace, and you're giving directions. Is that my correct?
We don't have a mace.
You have a mace? Y'all just stop. Y'all have a little mace thing? I'm watching too much
they
TV.
They had a mace, like, back in the day.
I'm watching too much TV. So it's like, okay, so back in the day, they had the big mace. But now you conduct with your... With your hands.
Yeah, we just use our hands.
Yeah.
So there's nothing for you to drop, like what's that lady twitch that twirls that thing?
The baton.
The baton. Because it'd be embarrassing if you dropped the baton. Go ahead,
producer. We've actually got two more drum majors out in the studio.
Well, set them up. Bring them in here. Give them a microphone. Put them right here and give them the headphones, and I'll talk to everybody. You got four drum majors? This is awesome. Yeah, bring them into the studio because I want to talk more about why these young people got into the band. And Tess, tell me, what was your reasoning for getting in the band? How long have you been in band?
I've been in band all 4 years.
Okay.
And I actually have played softball.
Uh-huh.
But all my friends got involved in eighth grade, so then I decided to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Then I met all of the seniors and juniors, and I got really connected with all of mm-hmm. them. So okay. I just stayed, I guess.
Now, between softball and band, I'm probably get you in trouble. Which one you like the best?
Band.
I knew you say
all
that.
All the way.
Thomas, how long you been in the band? Can you say about the same time?
Yes, all 4 years.
4 years? Now, do you guys play a instrument?
Yes.
Tess, what do you play?
I play the flute.
Ah, okay. I do too. Yeah. Well, I play at the flute. Mine sounds like a screeching headache. You know that chalkboard sound when you take the fingers going, ee! That's how my music sounds. And Thomas, what do you play?
Alto saxophone.
I play tenor sax. Well, it sounds like a train wreck, but I taught myself how to play, but I never took any lessons. And I played it once my wife's birthday, and then she lost a couple of ages on that, so I haven't played those instruments again in my life because I kind of caused. Well, she kind of like losing two years of her life. No, she got too young. No, I'll leave that alone. But anyway, also in the studio, I got two more drum majors. So I'm gonna let the ladies introduce themselves to your first name. It's Nicole, and Noka, are you a senior or junior?
I'm a junior.
She's a junior. Okay, get closer to the microphone. They can't see your pretty face. Junior. Nicole. Okay, and I also have?
Carrie.
And Carrie, how do you spell your names? K?
C.
Okay, Carrie. And Carrie's in the studio also. And what year are you here, Ben Davis?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior. Okay, good. Close to the microphone, too. Just pull it close to you when you get a chance, when you're talking. Okay, now I got Nicole. Nicole, always wanted to be in the band? Was your mama a band kid?
Yeah.
She was?
Yeah.
Now, so you're telling me when you was born and you're coming at the hospital and your mama is saying, here's my baby Nicole, she's going to be a band kid, whether she like it or not. Is that true?
No.
Isn't that true?
No.
How about you, Carrie, now? How long, are your parents band kids?
No, they're not, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Okay, now how'd you get in band?
It was actually because my best friend in middle school wanted to play the saxophone. So I'm like, you know what? Okay.
Uh-huh.
So ever since then, I just really loved the band program.
Awesome. I always say that, you know, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. So you hung with some good kids. Yeah. You got you interested in band. That is so awesome. And Tess, did you always want to get in the band? No, you played softball. So how did you switch from softball to the band?
I don't know. My friends just... Because I was in band in 7th and 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And we were introduced by our band director, and she pretty much said it was like a really good idea for us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So my friends did it. So then I decided I was going to do it with them.
Okay. More friendly peer pressure, which is kind of cool. How about you, Thomas? How'd you end up in band? Your mama said you're going to go with like
it or not.
Your
sister told me to do it.
Your sister told you to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, and you tried it and... You liked
At
it.
At first, I was playing percussion,
mm-hmm.
but then I switched to alto sax.
Okay.
And it was just really cool.
So, okay, now, let's see. Nicole, your mamas and papas were band kids.
Just my mom.
Just your mom. Okay. And Carrie, your mama wasn't a band kid, or pops, either?
Right. Yeah.
And then Tess, was your parents band kids?
No, they were athletes.
Athletes? Thomas, were your parents band kids?
No.
Okay. Now, one thing about being, even being parents being athlete, there's certain skills and certain traits that carry you over into being in the marching band. And I want to cover a lot of those in my last 15 minutes. So give me 30 seconds to clear the board. And I got about 15 situations that I want the young people to chime in on. And I want you to react to these questions I'm going to ask you. Be back in a minute.
What do I have to look forward to? Nothing.
I just feel so alone.
I can't go on like this any longer.
Maybe everyone would be better off without me.
Nothing I do seems to make a difference.
Each year, nearly 1 million Americans attempt suicide. It is real. Recognize the signs that you or someone you love may need help. Help is out there. Call the 24-hour crisis line at 1-800-273-TALK. because tomorrow may be too late.
Boom, boom, boom. We got the band kids. Boom, boom, boom. Ben Davis, marching giants in the house, in the studio. Or I'm not rapping. welcome back to School Talk. We got the awesome kids, the awesome students from Ben Davis Band, Ben Davis Program. I found this on the internet, and it's kind of cool. You know, you find some interesting things on the internet. It's a post by a young lady named Penny, and she posted a while back under a label Marching Band Stuff. And it's called What I Like About Marching Band. I want my young people to chime in, to just blurt it out. You know, you don't need the permission to talk. Just talk to me how, if this is true, how this feels to you, and if this is relevant, some of the things you like about the band program. And Penny writes, music affects the brain. Hearing it, playing it, especially playing it, the math involved in playing keeps the brain active and growing. Music can uplift you when you're feeling down and dragging. Does that about sum it up when it comes to music, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think that music helps our mood drastically. If you're upset, then you're listening to music. And then if you play music, it just helps so much more.
Mm-hmm. Come on, bring on. Any thoughts?
I honestly feel like I've gotten so much smarter that I play an instrument, like in other subjects.
Mmm, brain food.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, neurological multitasking. Marching and playing at the same time is challenging, and it grows neurons that will use later for multitasking through college and in the workplace for multitasking as a parent. Multitasking?
Yes.
Explain. Come on. Nicole, talk to me.
Well, as you're marching around, you got to think about what you're playing and how you're moving, and are you in line with everyone else, and do you look the same as everyone else? So there's a lot to think about, and it can be really hard. So it's a lot of multitasking.
Dang. Okay. Discipline. Yes, rehearsals are hard. Now, y'all rehearse in the all types of weather.
All types of weather.
Oh,
that's got to take a lot of discipline now. So you got to memorize the music. You got to memorize the drill. So a lot of work, repetitive. Is it boring? I get you in trouble now. But on the grounds, it might incriminate me.
Well, we've been learning ourselves since July.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it finished probably by late October. And we just keep playing the same thing over and over again until it's perfect.
Wow. Anybody back?
I don't think it gets boring. Mm-hmm. It just sometimes, some days it's just overwhelming because I'm just doing the same thing. But because you're surrounded by certain people, they just make it so much more fun.
Oh, man. There you go again. There you go. Now, Thomas, you talk about discipline. Is it true to say that the discipline you experience and the practice is the foundation for discipline later as far as your classes? Does this play over into your classes? For you, personally, okay? And can you just tell me how
disciplining
that...
Disciplining myself...
Go ahead.
Disciplining myself... Why practicing is just making me have more control,
mm-hmm.
control of myself, and making myself have to do things over and over, or just listen and respond appropriately, and it just transfers to classes.
Okay. Now, I heard you talk about your friends and getting involved because you're in teamwork. Penny writes, every part of the team is important. Every part contributes. There is amazing satisfaction coming together with the team. Can you expound on that, anyone?
Yeah.
Team, yeah, go ahead.
We're a varsity team of 240 people.
Whoa. And that's 240 people doing almost the same thing at the same time, and sometimes.
Well,
or at least half of you, then the other half doing something else.
That includes the color guard and the percussion and also all the winds. And so if one person is missing, then it's a hole in our drill and the music and everything else. And we just really need like 100% involvement.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I never thought about that many people. And they're all trying to do the same. When you split it up and trying to get like, I mean, I've seen the emotions and some of the drills. And you got one section of the band going to the left, one section of the band going to the right, section of the band going backwards, forward, and all got to be done at the same time, or it looks like a train wreck. And time management. Penny says it teaches you time management because from July to November, a good chunk of your time will be consumed by rehearsals, football games, and contests. You give up a lot of computer time and video time. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead, Nicole.
There's a lot of homework with the classes that I take, and so I really have to make sure that as I'm going home, I'm using my time wisely so that I can get my homework done after practice and still not get to bed at really, really late.
So you still got sneaks, I'm in it.
Yeah.
Tess, you're going to say?
Yeah, I work too.
Okay.
So it's like, it's so, because of band, I'm so happy because I can manage all of my time, like with homework and studying, and I'm in like BDTV, so I have to manage when I can stay after and do that and then go to practice. So I like don't watch TV anymore. So,
so you guys, you don't have no time to waste, actually, even at your young age.
No.
That is awesome. That is great, because folks just sit around twiddling their fingers and wasting. Sacrifice. You get an opportunity to see the benefits of sacrificing what you want to do versus computer chatting, shopping, goofing off for the good of the team. Sacrifice. How will that play into you? How do you think sacrifice will play in your life as you grow older, going on to college, and then become a working member of society? Carrie?
I think it plays a major role in knowing what your priorities are. So instead of going to hang out with your friends, you do homework. Instead of, I don't know, just watching TV, then you're actually like studying and making sure that you're going to be prepared for your class the next day at college and stuff.
Now, maybe most of your friends probably in Bama. Do you have some friends say, come on, come on, all you do is study that stuff. Let's go to the mall. Let's go shopping. Let's go do girly stuff. Let's go play in the dirt. I mean, boring stuff. You know, do you have friends? Do you have that type of problem ever?
Yeah.
You still have it? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We practice 10 hours during the week and then 8 hours over the weekend. And we have... probably all of us have at least 6 college classes that we're taking in school. So we're really just not having any free time for ourselves.
No. But, okay. Students mess up. Residents, they to keep going. Judges make mistakes or make calls. We don't agree. The kids got to keep going. So in competition, you just got to give your best. You can't worry about the judges. You really can't. All you can do is just do the best that you can do while you're out there on the field. And that's one thing that it teaches you. Flexibility combined with creating problem solving. Our band, she says our band staff takes judges' commentary very seriously. And instead of insisting that they show, they put together. Oh, basically what you're trying to say is they take what the judges say to the heart. And at the same time, the students practice so hard and that they keep tweaking the show until the show is the way the directors want it. So while you guys do one show, Mr. Cole come back and say, hey, we made a problem. We got a problem here. We need to tighten this up. How do you guys feel about that? Does that make you stronger when you do a show and you know you just didn't do something that wasn't as tight as you wanted to be? You want to come back stronger the next time? Anybody?
Yeah. It's hard because Indiana is the main. We have a lot of big bands here. So we have to be really good to place high.
Okay.
And the thing that the judges say really, like, brings us, like, it doesn't bring us down, but it will make us better.
Right. So when you hear about what the judges say, how is it delivered to you? Like, in a meeting after the contest? Or do the judge...
He talks into a
voice
recorder.
Oh, okay. So you hear...
And they give it to us.
Oh, do you hear right after your performance at the same day?
We usually hear it the Monday after.
Wow. Okay. Manners. She said that Penny wrote, our band's taught to be respectful in all situations, from rehearsals to football games to competitions. The kids remain perfectly still with situations where they all can have a chance to dance and scream. But one thing, the band, being in the band, it teaches you manners. And I have to say I agree with that. And because you kids right here, I'm saying, I always say band kids are some of the greatest kids there are because of the dedication that you have to do, the sacrifice you have to make to be in the band when you don't have time to waste. And you got to have good manners. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
No argue with that one. Okay, got another one here. Generosity. How do they talked about generosity. Other kids applaud other bands at competition. Do you find yourself doing that? Like in football? Well, football is popular. Well, I don't know. Do you cheer for any other? Do you applaud the other competition? They say, hope y'all break a leg for real. No.
I mean, we'll have that competition with other bands and stuff, but we are really supportive of every single band. Mm-hmm. I don't know one band in Indiana that's just really stuck up to say who's not going to support all the other bands.
Do y'all watch the other bands when they perform before you perform, or are you back doing your own thing?
We have a warm-up before we perform, but sometimes we're able to watch after we perform.
Okay. Do you guys have friends and talk to other kids, other schools, other bands?
Definitely.
Yeah.
What type of conversation do you guys have? Y'all was tight, man. That was bomb. We're going to steal that.
Well, we're actually like really good friends with some of the people at other schools. And so we'll just hang out on the weekends, and it's nothing like, I don't know, band related. It's just friends.
Okay. Tess, Thomas, Nicole.
I don't like to talk about band outside of band.
First name again?
Carrie.
Carrie and
Nicole.
I get it right. So you say it again, Tess. That was interesting.
I don't really like to talk about band outside of band.
So it's like a job sometimes.
Yeah.
So you don't want to talk shop
so
sometimes.
So time consuming.
So that's kind of cool though, because sometimes when you go somewhere and you go to a gathering or a party or something like that, you don't want to talk shop all the time. But that's kind of cool because you're around it 24/7. Which is kind of cool too. Education. I'm running out of time here. Trust. When you're marching backwards or sideways, you must trust that your bandmate are doing the same or doing what they're supposed to, so you won't crash into them. So you got to trust your fellow band member that they're going to do what they're supposed to do. Now, do y'all have a way to deal? Now, without telling any secrets, do you have any way to deal with somebody? Like, do you have closed door meetings between band members only and say, hey, y'all got your section together because y'all look like a train wreck? Train wreck.
Yeah, we do actually a lot. Yeah.
So, I like to be a fly on the wall with some of them. So you got to trust. So, and I can see how that will play off into as you get older. Lots of practice hours. And I've seen, I live right across the street. So I hear you guys. I sit in my backyard and listen to your music. I turn my music off and listen to yours, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have a lot of practice hours. So my hat goes off to all the parents that are out there that are band parents and all the parents that have been band kids in the past. Before I got about 5 minutes left, I want you kids to just chime in. If a student's out there thinking about going to band and they're on the fence, each one of y'all, give me your best advice to them if they're thinking about going to band, but they just, I don't know. Or the parent has a child that says, Mama, I want to be in the band. And the parent says, I don't know. What advice would you give to that parent and to that child? Nicole?
Bands really helped me learn a lot of trusting and dedication and time management skills and things along those lines that'll help me succeed later in life. Plus, I've made a lot of really close friends there, and I wouldn't give them up for anything. So it's a really good experience for anyone who's interested.
Okay, so that to the parent, to the student, you heard what she said. Do what she said. Carrie, what advice would you give to the parent and the student who's thinking about it? The kid's thinking about joining. The parents, well, I might let you join.
I think the parents' biggest worry is probably safety and time management. And I can tell them that we make sure everyone's there every day. The entire practice. And secondly, with time management, if some of us who are taking 6 AP classes and is in the top 30 and still can do band, then they, without a doubt, are going to be able to do band as well.
Okay. Thomas, you're talking to a parent who says, a student said, Mama, I want to join band. Parents says, well, I don't know. Or the parent says, students, I want you to join. Kids say, I don't know. What advice would you give to the parent and to the student?
I would say do band. Band.
Oh my God. Pretty much
is flexible with financial stuff and time consumption. And being in band gives you so many opportunities that you won't be able to get anywhere else.
Okay. And Carrie? Advice to the student and to the parent. The student's thinking about it. Oh, I'm thinking, but I ain't sure. The parent said, well, I'll think about it. You want to go to band, man? I'll sleep on it. I'll think about it. Advice to both of them.
It definitely teaches you responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to be responsible for yourself. And if you're older, you have to be responsible for the rest of the band.
Mm.
So if you want your kid to learn responsibility, then have them join band.
Man, I couldn't said that better myself. Do band. Just do the band, because these kids got it going on, and all these traits, all these young people have these traits, and in a society where a lot of young people don't have a lot of sense, and they act like knucklehead. Not a lot, all of our kids, but some of our kids are knuckleheads. You can see that being a band kid, you are not one of those knuckleheads. You learn some skills and traits that you can use in college, in your job, in life. And parents, my hat goes off to you. My hat goes off to all these four drum majors here on Giant 90.9. I appreciate you, Carrie. I appreciate you, Nicole. Appreciate you, Tess. Appreciate you, Mr. Thomas, for being on the show and doing what you do. And I know it's hard to keep those grades up, so high five to you guys, keeping your grades together, going on, knocking down, high five way over there, boom, boom, through the glass over there. And anytime you do anything that's positive, hey, shoot us a line on Twitter or Facebook, or come back and knock on the window, and we'll talk about it. But thank you guys for doing what you're doing, and thank you to your parents for being in band. Hey, David Cole, you got a good crew. David, this is so cool. But to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be effective in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. These kids talk about hanging with bad kids. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't hang around with the wrong crowd. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. And real, and remember, hate this. Tell your young man, pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. Tess, what do you think? You like sagging? Y'all cannot stand sagging. Ladies, do you hate sagging?
It's awesome.
Yes.
It's terrible. I mean, it's not even a fashion statement anymore. It just looks sloppy. It just makes you want to just tear up the pull up your pants. The Fuse Express School Time, that's the Fuse University of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 90.9. See you next week on Girl Talk. Go to Do Band!